AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says Russia's Vladimir Putin is a thug.
Putin's brutality and what he's doing and his troops are doing in Ukraine is just inhumane.
Yesterday, Biden called him a war criminal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken agrees.
Intentionally targeting civilians is a war crime. After all the destruction of the past 3 weeks, I find it difficult to conclude that the Russians are doing otherwise.
The State Department confirms an American man was killed in a Russian attack in Cherniv, Ukraine. Jim Hill was one of 10 people killed when Russian troops opened fire on a bread line. The House votes to further restrict Russian trade after the invasion of Ukraine. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Congress is moving to further punish Russia's economy for its invasion of Ukraine. The House voted overwhelmingly Thursday to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. The vote was 424-8, with 8 Republicans voting no. The action, in coordination with the European Union and Group of Seven countries, would revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia. The Senate is expected to take up the measure for final passage. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Top seeded Gonzaga overcame a sluggish first half and half the second half before pulling away from Georgia State to win 93-72 in their first round game of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Head coach Mark Few.
Georgia State gave us quite a fight, and I'm extremely proud of our guys, especially how we responded in the second half. We kind of flipped the script on the rebounding aspect of the game, and then also got back to finishing the way we usually finish around the rim.
Other winners today's first round action: Michigan, Providence, Memphis, Baylor, Tennessee, Richmond, and North Carolina. The women's tournament opens this evening with Longwood playing Mount St. Mary's and Florida State taking on Missouri State in the first four games. This is AP News. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is thinking comeback, possibly running for his old job just 6 months after his resignation. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
6 months ago, Cuomo resigned over allegations of sexual harassment. He has denied the allegations.
It did break my heart to see that government could be used for bad purposes.
In a campaign-style speech in the Bronx, the former governor says cancel culture forced him out.
Cancel? The cancel culture. Yeah. That's not who we are. We're Americans. Our cancel culture mentality today is like modern-day stoning.
Cuomo wouldn't say whether he's thinking about challenging Governor Kathy Hochul, his former lieutenant governor.
I have a lot of options open, and I'm considering them.
On Twitter, Lindsay Boyland, a former senior aide who was the first person to publicly accuse him of sexual harassment, called Cuomo shameless and unaffected by his ethical lapses and moral failings. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.